Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before anyone step foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament, and we argue each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use? We decide who steps foot on the boat.
Whatever the hell we want. Cody, you want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
We are talking about AAA blockbuster cinema. This is the highest form of art. We are talking about action movies from the 90s specifically. This, arguably the peak of human culture and arguably the peak of human culture's achievement.
It's really tough. I get it. I think there's a lot of generations that will try to make a claim for like, hey, it was the best. Our time was the best. I think the 60s, you know, is out there being like, y'all don't even know what it was like out there. The Beatles, we had just ended racism. It was crazy, dude. And so I feel like the 60s has their version. And then I feel like the 90s, we get like a real shot at being like, hey, guys, come on. We're like right at the beginning of the internet. So it's not bad. People are just starting to like find out that they can talk to people about their random things. So there's community, which is nice. Otherwise, it's just a lot of fun little mini games and stuff like that.
It's just a bunch of flash games and everyone's still nice to each other.
Yep. So it's going good there. I think, you know, from that standpoint of like the big cultural stuff, right? There's still kind of a monoculture.
So Money's good. We got that internet money tech boom coming in. Yep. So it's arguably the richest time. We're talking America specifically.
But. Yeah. I mean, obviously, fashion-wise, those trends are coming back in a way that I'm like, I don't hate it, you know? And maybe that's because it was mine, so I get it. But I do think, like, I don't think there... What I'm saying is, I don't think there's going to be a decade, again, that anyone's going to be like, man, I just wish we could really get back to those 2010s. Like, why? What, do you miss Pokemon Go? Is that it?
Fuck off, dude!
That's it. That's all it brought us, okay? Otherwise, it's pain and suffering down that road, my brother. Like... It is like the 90s is that last one that we can look at and be like, man, that really would be like time travel wise. You're like, maybe pop myself back there, you know,
take a dip in.
And during that time, you could go to the cinema and see any one of these great, great, great films. Here we have in Group C of the greatest 90s action movies, which means we take our list of 16. We send it to our bracketologists. They kick it back to us. We then divide them up into Group A, B, C, and D. We argue out a champion, and then we'll have a Final Four episode this Friday. But we got it to get to that. We got to decide these last two champions. So we have Group C here with the 2-seed Armageddon going up against the 15-seed Starship Troopers. And then you have the 7-seed GoldenEye going up against the 10-seed Face-Off. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Armageddon versus Starship Troopers. How about Nick? This is a classic story of head versus heart.
Yes.
My heart wants to pick Starship Troopers every time. I love this movie. I have a great time with it. I find it funny, entertaining, just the satire, the wit. It's all great. But Armageddon is a huge blockbuster that has an actual cultural footprint. I just didn't have as much fun with it.
It's funny because, okay, so this movie comes out in 99, right? We got Y2K is around the corner. We're all a little nervous. People are pretty sure nothing's going to happen, but there's still this like, it might though. Heads up. Like,
yeah, exactly. We don't know, but hey.
Like, don't get caught off the wrong foot, but you know, you're probably fine. And once again, too, part of this is I was 9 years old. Cody would have been 11. So you're kids. So people are just kind of like telling you, you're like, you're only kind of going off the vibe of the adults and the general news apparatus. And you're like, okay, I think it sounds like we're fucked. And then what happens? Oh, a movie comes out that summer. That's like, hey, I do not worry about Y2K because there's these giant rocks in the sky and they can come down at any time, by the way, any moment and just destroy this place.
I love it when you're young and everything's so nice and pure. And then stuff like Armageddon comes along and you realize that stuff you didn't even understand was now on the list of terrifying things.
Like, yeah, exactly. What? You were like, wait, huh? I'm sorry. Like the whole, there isn't a kid under the age of 12 that didn't leave that movie going to their parents like, hey, do we got a handle on that? Like, that's a movie, right? Like, your parents are trying to make it. It's just a movie. Don't worry about it. It's just a silly movie. Like, okay. I hear you.
Yeah, but, like, the president knows what to do if it happens, right?
Right, like that. Also, I'm 9 years old. That's not the plan,
for
right?
For some reason, also, my dumbass kid brain would have been like, the president will take care of it. But, like, actually, the president will go onto The Rock. And like,
right, yeah, exactly.
This is why we elect the president. They do the jobs that we don't want to do. Kamala Harris, get on that fucking
Rock. To be fair, I think, and I don't think that that's a bad way of thinking about things. I think it would change how we view elections, okay? If it's like, hey, by the way, the president does also have to go up there. Like, man, we would have real quick been like, well, it ain't Biden.
Biden,
your old ass ain't even going to be able to get 10 feet off the ground before. I wouldn't trust you on a trampoline, Joe Biden. I'm not going to let you move into space.
That's what it's got to be. Once every 4 years, he doesn't know when. They don't know when. Beginning, end, somewhere in their term, they have to fight like a beast or something. They have to be ready.
There's just something.
At some point, they will be in a room and someone's going to let a lion loose in that room. And the president needs to get out on their own.
Basically, at some point in your 4 years, we are going to go to Jerry Bruckheimer and ask him to essentially come up with some kind of, essentially it's kind of, the best way I could describe it is like, it's the presidential equivalent of an escape room, except for the fact that it is designed by Jerry Bruckheimer.
Nick.
And just, Michael Bay.
We just created Air Force One. We just wrote the movie Air Force One.
Oh man, it was that easy?
Yep.
It was that easy to come up with?
I love Starship Troopers, and I think everyone should watch Starship Troopers, but I cannot in good conscience pick it over Armageddon.
It is one of the best. I think too, from that standpoint of like, I think there are people out there who don't think that like action can be satire. I think there's like, well, it's just dumb action. And it's like, no. You can really do some really beautiful stuff. And this movie covers it in a way that is so good. And also, I want to shout out Starship Troopers for being the first boobs I guarantee I saw in a movie.
Hell yeah.
Just want to, because once again, this is one of those, this is the top five, this is one of my first five R-rated movies because you nailed it. My mom was dating someone and he had older boys. So, and I just got to get lumped into that group of like, well, they're old enough to watch them. So Nick's probably fine.
Nick's probably old enough too. This
you're going to learn today. And I just remember being like, ooh, like I was like, oh, this is cool. So just shout out to Starship Troopers on the boobs and the incredible satire. But I'm with you here, man. You can't deny Armageddon. All right. We will move that on. We'll move that on to the next round where it will go up against either the 7 seed GoldenEye or the 10 seed Face-Off. Now, GoldenEye is a James Bond film, right? This would spawn. I don't think this is hyperbolic. Easily the greatest game of the 90s.
No, absolutely not. That is hyperbolic. But
you don't,
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
That's a different bracket. That's a bracket, my dude. We can't do it now. Okay.
Will you give me top three?
Top three games of the 90s? Super Mario World.
No. I'm saying, do you think GoldenEye makes it?
No.
Dog. That forever changes the landscape of like. I know there were first-person shooters before this. I'm not stupid. This is that, like, multi-party, everyone in the room, like, dog. We're not going to get it. We'll make a bracket. Because this is, I'm not even a gamer, dude. And I'm just like,
That's why you're wrong.
You know how stupid you sound? Dude, we already had a Mario game in the, all right, are you counting Mario 64? Is that what you were going to say?
I think two Mario games might make the cut, yeah.
No.
Over wrong. Yeah.
Oh, I guess, I mean, Kart, you could maybe get Kart in there, but GoldenEye is. Anyway, that's not the point right now. The point is, you have this James Bond movie that I feel like, more people know for the game than they do the actual movie. Although, to be fair, the game is pretty good following how the movie goes. All those locations are really how you get through the movie. And then we have the 10-seed Face-Off.
I have a dark sin that I need to admit in this group. I've seen Casino Royale, and that's the only James Bond movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I will say.
A lot of people have a father that shows them cool movies. My dad only watched Westerns. Like, if you want cool action movies, don't go to my dad. You're just going to watch Lonesome Dove again.
Again. Tombstone for the 40th time.
I do love it, though.
Yeah. It hits. The thing with Face Off is I love that. Once again, there's something about the 90s where it just really felt like we still had cocaine, you know? Like, there was still cocaine movies. We don't really get a lot of cocaine movies like you do in the 80s, 90s, where you're like, wait, explain this to me one more time. No, it's simple. So Nicolas Cage and John Travolta are good and bad guys. And at some point, one of the bad guys wants to get the face of the good guy. So he does a surgery where he's going to take the face off of him and then be a good guy, but he's the bad guy. What do you think? And they're like, no notes, go.
No notes. Here's $10 million budget.
Yeah, you make whatever you want.
Oh, you need John Travolta?
Guy.
Yeah, we'll give you John Travolta money for that idea. The 90s were insane, dude.
I will say I have not seen Face Off. I want to see Face Off. And so I'll admit to that, there's a part of me that really wants to see Face Off.
I haven't seen either of these.
Fair. Goldeneye is the movie. Like, I remember seeing it and being like, I'm going to be a huge James Bond dude. Like, I really thought off of this, Pierce Brosnan, oh my God. To this day, hot. But this is peak Brosnan. So all you're getting is, you're getting peak Brosnan. You got Sean Bean in there doing a great double cross, which as a kid in the 90s, I'm not going to say, for me, one of the great twists. I will not say it's a great twist. But as a kid, when I was like, I didn't know twists could exist yet. You have to remember that there's a time in your life where you don't see a twist coming.
That's why action movies are so important for young men. It teaches us things, valuable life lessons. It teaches us that giant rocks can fall from space and kill us. We didn't know that before we went to this movie.
Did not.
It teaches us that people you think are your friends can betray you. We didn't know that before we went to this movie. It teaches us that people can steal your face. We didn't know that before we went to this movie.
And use it against you. And then I believe definitely hook up with your wife. If I recall what I've heard about this movie, like,
dear God,
it does all the things you want it to do. You have Nicolas Cage trying to act like John Travolta. What? or more arguably, you have John Travolta trying to act like Nick Cage.
Good luck, John.
Like, the mental math of like being like, okay, wait, I'm this person trying to be this person. And I'm sure at some point in the movie, there's a twist where once they know it is the other person, now that person, like, the meta levels on this.
I'm at with this. I think if we're going like the 90s footprint, GoldenEye is obviously the bigger one. But there's been like some sort of resurgence of face-off in the last 5 or so years where people are talking about it again.
I think Nicolas Cage has come back, right? As he tends to, like, much like the cicadas of this year. We go through these cycles with Nicolas Cage. We're like, is Nicolas Cage maybe the greatest actor of all time? And just because the one thing you can always say this about Nicolas Cage is when people are like, Nicolas Cage, why do you do so many movies? He's like, because I'm an actor. He's like, well, hey, money. But he's like, but why wouldn't I as an actor? I want to work. So I just stay busy. And he's like, the delay on doing like big budget movies is a boring thing to do. You have to block so much time off and not act. I want to act. I'm Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And also, I owe the government so much money. I have so many wives. I have so many ex-wives. So there is that too. I think, here's the thing. I don't know if any, I'm not too concerned about which one we get through. I do think there could be a conversation for Face Off. So I'm going to move Face Off against Armageddon, but I'll hear what you have to say.
I was going to go with GoldenEye. I think the cultural importance of it in the 90s was more important. The game, obviously. I'm gonna go Golden. I don't know. Face Off, I don't know. I think it's more ironically loved now than
fear that this is maybe a very bad movie, but I'm willing to find out. So all right. We will settle this the only way we know how with the American Voting Coin of 2004, as brought to you by random.org. John Kerry facing up, which means George Bush is on the other side. Low seed gets to pick. That's gonna be me with the 10 seed. Oh, man, a John Kerry, George Bush face-off.
Ooh, maybe that could have happened.
Okay, wait, hold on. So if I want to do this right, I'm going to go John Kerry, but it's actually George Bush. Like, George Bush took John Kerry's face, but I would still assume it's John Kerry, and I think that's the better version.
Okay, so
I think he gets to have a lot more fun being John Kerry.
I feel like you're trying to trick me, so no matter what that flips, you're going to say you won. And
what?
I don't like
what's
going
what?
On here.
No, that's not. No, what? And I would never do that. I will pick John Kerry.
Okay, but not John Kerry. What does that mean?
As played by George Bush.
So... Do you want it to be Bush or Kerry on the face side?
It will be the face I want to see is John Kerry.
Okay.
But the man behind the face. Yes, got it, George Bush.
Much like it would be in a double-sided coin. It's very apt. Yeah, I get it.
All right. We will flip. It is John Kerry. So.
Okay. So it's both Bush as Kerry.
As Kerry. But that is what I wanted more than anything. So we will move it on in. So face-off moves up against Armageddon. Cody, I don't want to say that Armageddon's the best action movie of the 90s. I think that's what we're here to decide. We're here to find out.
Yeah, maybe it is, but we
don't know. Could you argue that it is maybe the most maximalist movie? Like, it is everything, right? Like, there's no expense spared because they're using live sets and they made big stupid, like the big truck. That's on a soundstage, right? Like, they're not. Yeah. They did this. Most of this stuff is live. There's some CGI, right? The asteroids hitting New York are obviously CGI. But damn,
they destroyed half of New York for this movie,
and it looks great too. You're like, damn, you should. That wow. Like there, and then you have Bruce Willis, one of the Holy Trinity of 90s action movies, right?
Absolutely.
So you got Bruce there, and then. It does the 90s action movie thing we all want. Big sweeping song.
Don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep.
I'm not saying that it's good, but I'm saying what they did was they looked at the 90s and like, we're gonna take every element. We're gonna go to space for sure.
You go, keep going.
I love this. I can't stop, but
I'm sorry, I got lost in the sauce.
It's hard not to. But yeah. Like it has every single type of element. And then you look at, and then you just look at the cast too, and you watch and you're like, Owen Wilson, what are you doing here? Steve Buscemi?
I agree with you, right? And I think it's huge. I'm leaning towards Armageddon currently. My only fear is I watched Armageddon once, and is it a movie anyone watches more than once? Has anyone watched Armageddon twice? Are we gonna be the first people in history to do it, Nick?
Dog, I watch Armageddon like once a year. You have to understand that this is true. My wife and I, it was like one of our first, we had been dating for a few months and she's staying over and she's falling asleep on me. And I'm just like falling in love with this woman. And I just kind of like, she can't really fall asleep without like noise and stuff, but my iPad was dead. And so as she's falling asleep, we were just playing music and I don't know how, but like the song came on. So then I just start kind of like singing it to her. And what I find out later is that she's not asleep. She's just listening to me sing this song to her because I'm feeling these feelings, like these big, stupid feelings that can only be described via Aerosmith.
And sometimes we call those the Aerosmith feels. Yeah. Deep in there. We all have them. Big feelings.
And there's no other way. Like, there are great nuances to describe love, but sometimes you just need Aerosmith to just, and I don't want to miss one smile. Like, you need that too sometimes. Like,
yeah, you do.
Love should be the whole spectrum of it, right? And so for us, this has a little, and you were there at my wedding. This song does, this is the last song we played at our wedding. We stood in the middle, everyone around sang it to us. So this song has so much meaning that we watched this movie. Like I said, I'm probably once a year, once every other year on Armageddon. And it rips. I'm pumped. I'll watch it again.
Well, I mean, leaning Armageddon. I think I have to vote Armageddon because it's had a huge cultural impact. Like you said, the song itself needs to be relitigated. Like, the song has got power.
Song is magical, dude. We might have to come back to 90s action songs.
That's an important category that I think is often slept on. 90s
soundtrack songs?
Yeah. 90s movie songs for sure, dude.
90s movie songs might be the next one, guys, because that's a fun.
I think it's I Will Always Love You on The Bodyguard, right?
No, yo, hey, whoa, you just ran right past Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, didn't you?
Oh, shit, I did. I didn't even
just ran right past it, huh? Look at you, little pig.
I had to get to Whitney before somebody else did.
I just saw Whitney was on the table, and I couldn't miss it. But so, I mean, there's a few. There's some fun stuff to talk about. Yeah, I think we have. Oh, man. I did really want to watch Face Off, but I guess I'm gonna have to do it on my own time because I can't in good faith. I think Face Off is fun, but I do think, I feel like what I would hate to have happen is you and I get to the Final Four, we come in, we start talking about it, and what we're like, the second we do the Group C versus Group D matchup, we're just like, oh, obviously Group D wins, right? Because yeah, Face Off was, oh, it was really bad, right? It was not good, and it's like, ah. Armageddon, I know they'll at least, it can hold its own in this conversation.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
All right. That is it, folks. We are going to move Armageddon on into the Final Four. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about chaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of the social media except Twitter. We're on Instagram, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see, you if you want to write us your favorite movie soundtrack songs, email us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout-outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Group D coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.